Olivia Washerwood, LBC's political editor, is in South Thanet and has been experiencing the Al Murray effect. How's it gone, Theo?
Yes, good afternoon, Sheila. I'm here on the Kent coast at the parliamentary seat where Nigel Farage has set his sights in May's general election. Now, of course, as you've heard, the comedian Al Murray has entered the race under his alter ego, the pub landlord, who does in fact actually sound rather similar to Mr. Farage. Now, the decision by Mr. Murray to enter this race is, of course, a big wind-up, a big joke. His policies can only be described as right-wing and populist. He wants to curb immigration by blocking up the Channel Tunnel, Sheila, and he also thinks that welfare scroungers who claim unemployment benefits should be sent to prison. But as I've been finding out, Sheila, here in Ramsgate today, is that not everybody is in on the joke, and some voters down here seem to be taking him a little bit too seriously.
They're coming through the tunnel, aren't they? They're not coming by sea. This country has never learnt its lesson through the two world wars and the other atrocities.
I wouldn't vote for him just because he's Al Murray. I would look. I think there's a very serious side to him. I only know what I've seen on Facebook, but he's got some very stand-up, very down-to-earth policies, and he seems to have a lot of in interest for the public. And I don't think he's doing it just as a protest vote. I think he's actually serious about being a serious MP.
What I've heard this morning, when he was speaking this morning, like, he was just treating it all as a big joke.
And I suppose, Theo, that's the danger, isn't it, that people might regard it as a bit of an insult to them if a comedy candidate is presented to them rather than somebody coming and saying, look, I take your lives and your problems seriously, and as a potential MP, I want to help you solve them.
Yes, I mean, it does all sound quite funny, but there is a possibility, Sheila, that Mr. Murray's act could deprive Nigel Farage of his quest to enter Parliament. Why? Well, this seat may be perfect UKIP territory, perfect hunting ground for Mr. Farage's, but Mr. Farage's campaign hasn't been going to plan exactly. He's still around four points behind the Tories in local polls down here. And even if Mr. Murray only manages 2,000 or 3,000 votes, that could be enough, Sheila, to let the Tory candidate Craig Whittaker into Parliament via the back door.